This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We begin with the Cowboys, who are bad, but that is not what we want to talk about. We want to say hi to our friend RJ Choppy, who does what we do down in Dallas in the morning on 105.3 The Fan. You heard a lot of audio from his show on this show the last couple of days. It's not normal because RJ was one of the gentlemen interviewing Jerry Jones on the morning show yesterday. And I guess we should start with, you still have a job, right, RJ? Jerry hasn't fired you yet, even though he's not your boss?
That's right. We still have a job. We're still here.
There you go.
Yeah, baby. Key card still works.
It does. We tried that this morning. We were wondering when we walked in the building if the gate to the garage was going to open, the door was going to open, the elevator. You know, we got more security than the Pentagon.
Am I missing something? Jerry does not own Odyssey, and I didn't get that memo, or own any part of the radio station, correct? Does he just not know what a flagship radio station actually means?
Yeah, that was he does not own, as far as I know. He owns a lot of things. I don't know that, as far as I know, he does not have any hand in this. But it was strange because he's never treated us like that. He's never had that kind of confrontation with us. We've always been cool with him, and like we don't generally get confrontational with him or any of our guests. That's just not who we are. But I didn't even think we did really anything that was that wrong. I think Sean asked the right questions, and I don't think that there was an issue with what was said. I think this was more him just trying to make a point, and it got a little sideways.
Well, Arjun, not that you need my validation, but you didn't do anything wrong. In fact, it was absurd what he did. And someone was like, hey, how are you? And another thing. And they started yelling at you. And it's like, hey, man, just ask how you are. These are very reasonable questions that everybody has. And he did the thing where if someone's like, hey, Danny, you're fat. And I'm like, no, I'm not mad that he said that I'm fat. I'm mad at the way that he said it. No, you're mad. I'm mad because you said I was fat. Like, that's all this is. And then he went into cry bully mode and everything else. So where do you go from here? Like, what's going to happen next?
Great question. We have him every Tuesday. They have a bye week this week, so I don't think we're going to have him on Tuesday of next week. But I assume that, when it's the Tuesday of the following week, I assume he'll come on with us, and I assume it'll be business as usual. But we haven't heard from him. We have not heard from the Cowboys. So I don't know that anything is going to change. If he wants to, I'm sure he's able to move time slots if he doesn't want to do a show with us anymore. But again, we haven't heard anything like that.
I think that is what he meant, by the way. So he did say the part like, I'll get somebody else to do it. I don't think he was actually suggesting with that, like, I am going to get rid of you guys. I thought he meant, I'll just do this with somebody else. I don't have to come on your show and help you little radio guys out. Like, I think that's what he was saying.
I totally agree. I think that's actually what it was. If he wants to do that, that's, again, that's, I mean, we have two other shows that are, between a midday show and an afternoon show. So we've got other shows that would gladly have him on. So if that's what he really wants to do, I'm sure that they would acquiesce to that. But again, I don't know that that's what he
wants. Have you guys in the past ever gone hard in the paint against him? Or, I mean, has it been even like combative? I mean, those questions were open-ended, kind of warm. Hey, it's not very good. What's going on? Has there even been segments in the past where it didn't blow up, where you guys kind of were aggressive in grilling him a little bit, or no?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We've gone, and that's what was like so surprising, because we've gone harder at him. We've asked him more pointed questions about his role, the job he's done, the team, during the Colin Kaepernick situation. We went and we talked to him about that. We've asked him uncomfortable questions about things that have popped up with him and his life that have come out. So we've asked boatloads of uncomfortable questions and never got anything remotely close to this. And that's what threw us. I mean, we were really kind of really caught off guard here.
So, RJ, do you ever, sometimes people will pull this lever, I think, when they're desperate. Like, there's this word, like, or this phrase, like the media, as if we're all like this big secret cabal that just sort of sits down and we're not like free thinkers at all. We just sort of decide this is what we're doing. And this is like him cutting a wrestling promo against the media. Like, it's their fault that they didn't do anything in the offseason. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you think that's what this was? Like, he's just almost using you guys as a conduit to try to pander to some base that then says mean comments about you guys on YouTube or something?
Yeah, I think, like sometimes owners or GMs, I shouldn't say owners because owners don't really do radio other than him, but GMs, coaches, they'll just go out there and then they know what the fans want to hear, right? The fans want to hear that they're upset, that they're just as upset as the fans are. And they just use whoever they have in front of them at that point to be the mouthpiece to, or the platform in this case, to get that point across. And I think that's what this was. Like, because we really didn't do anything wrong. I think what it was he was literally just trying to do that and give, send that message to the fans. And it came off horribly wrong. And I can't imagine that people over at the Cowboys or with him were not like, oh my God, what's going on here? But again, we haven't heard anything.
So funny. RJ Choppy, part of the morning broadcast that Jerry Jones joins. We should ask you one Cowboys question before we let you go. So I guess Let's do that very quickly. What a shebingus that game was against the Lions.
Tire fire, dude.
Was it as embarrassing as it seemed from afar? They're just throwing the linemen and lining guards up at wide receiver. Like, that was borderline disrespectful.
A little insulting.
Oh, that was disrespectful. I think that's part of this too. That was also part of what was going on here, because that is an organization that historically never had an opportunity to disrespect anyone. And the Lions basically took out 50 years of frustration on Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Like, that's what they did. They had targeted this game. They had circled it on the schedule, and they were pulling out every single trick play that they possibly could have. Oh, we're up 30? Oh, that's a perfect opportunity. Most teams would say, that's a great opportunity to get our starters out. The Lions say, that's a great opportunity to get our left tackle a hook and ladder. That's what this was, right? And they took out 50 years of frustration, not on the NFL, but on the Cowboys on Sunday. That was – it was disrespectful. There's no question about it. Just can't stop it. What are you going to do? They're better. They're just better than the Cowboys are.
RJ, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate it, man. And good luck navigating these stormy-ass waters that Jerry Jones stirred up, man.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.